At the moment, Mother's grouching at me again. She's clearly jealous because I talk to Mrs. Van Dan more than to her. What do I care? I managed to get hold of Peter this afternoon, and we talked for at least 45 minutes. He wanted to tell me something about himself, but didn't find it easy. He finally got it out, though it took a long time. I honestly didn't know whether it was better for me to stay or to go, but I wanted so much to help him. I told him about Bep and how tactless our mothers are. He told me that his parents fight constantly about politics and cigarettes and all kinds of things. As I've told you before, Peter's very shy, but not too shy to admit that he'd be perfectly happy not to see his parents for a year or two. My father isn't as nice as he looks, he said, but in the matter of the cigarettes, Mother's absolutely right. I also told him about my mother, but he came to Father's defense. He thought he was a terrific guy. Tonight, when I was hanging up my apron after doing the dishes, he called me over and asked me not to say anything downstairs about his parents having had another argument and not being on speaking terms. I promised, though I'd already told Margot, but I'm sure Margot won't pass it on. Oh, no, Peter, I said. You don't have to worry about me. I've learned not to blab everything I hear. I never repeat what you tell me. He was glad to hear that. I also told him what terrible gossips we are, and said, Margot's quite right, of course, when she says I'm not being honest, because as much as I want to stop gossiping, there's nothing I like better than discussing Mr. Dussel. It's good that you admit it, he said. He blushed, and his sincere compliment almost embarrassed me, too. Then we talked about upstairs and downstairs some more. Peter was really rather surprised to hear that we don't like his parents. Peter, I said, you know I'm always honest, so why shouldn't I tell you this as well? We can see their faults, too. I added, Peter, I'd really like to help you. Will you let me? You're caught in an awkward position, and I know, even though you don't say anything, that it upsets you. Oh, your help is always welcome. Maybe it'd be better for you to talk to Father. You can tell him anything. He won't pass it on. I know, he's a real pal. You like him a lot, don't you? Peter nodded, and I continued. Well, he likes you too, you know. He looked up quickly and blushed. It was really touching to see how happy these few words made him. You think so? He asked. Yes, I said. You can tell from the little things he lets slip now and then. Then Mr. Van Dan came in to do some dictating. Peter's a terrific guy, just like Father. Yours, Anne M. Frank. Friday, March 3rd, 1944. My dearest Kitty, when I looked into the candle tonight, I felt calm and happy again. It seems Grandma is in that candle, and it's Grandma who watches over and protects me and makes me feel happy again. But there's someone else who governs all my moods, and that's Peter. I went to get the potatoes today, and while I was standing on the stairway with my pan full, he asked, What did you do during the lunch break? I sat down on the stairs and we began to talk. The potatoes didn't make it to the kitchen until 5:15, an hour after I'd gone to get them. Peter didn't say anything more about his parents. We just talked about books and about the past. Oh, he gazes at me with such warmth in his eyes. I don't think it will take much for me to fall in love with him. He brought the subject up this evening. I went to his room after peeling potatoes and remarked on how hot it was. You can tell the temperature by looking at Margot and me, because we turn white when it's cold and red when it's hot, I said. In love? He asked. Why should I be in love? It was a pretty silly answer, or rather, question. Why not? He said, and then it was time for dinner. What did he mean? Today, I finally managed to ask him whether my chatter bothered him. All he said was, Oh, it's fine with me. I can't tell how much of his reply was due to shyness. Kitty, I sound like someone who's in love and can talk about nothing but her dearest darling. And Peter is a darling. Will I ever be able to tell him that? Only if he thinks the same of me. But I'm the kind of person you have to treat with kid gloves. I know that all too well. And he likes to be left alone, so I don't know how much he likes me. In any case, we're getting to know each other a little better. I wish we dared to say more. But who knows, maybe that time will come sooner than I think. Once or twice a day, he gives me a knowing glance. I wink back, and we're both happy. It seems crazy to talk about his being happy, and yet I have the overwhelming feeling he thinks the same way I do. Yours, Anne M. Frank.